is Sri Nandini.
And this is Meghna.
And you're listening to our podcast challenge.
This is our final recording of the Partner Podcast Challenge. So we took on the challenge to do, my partner and I, Meghna and I, we took on the challenge to see if we could cut down on our phone usage throughout throughout the week. And we found that most of the times when we use our phone, it's usually unnecessarily, like to check social media or respond to things that are completely irrelevant. We also found that we used our phone far more than necessary during school hours, when using your phone isn't even necessary.
Today I was just using my phone even when I didn't need to, like whenever I had, like whenever I could, I just like pulled it out and started using it, and she was really good at making sure that I didn't use it.
And that kind of aligns with this article on edsurge.com, which talks about active and passive screen time. And having read this article, I feel like passive screen time is what we mainly aim to cut down on after this challenge. Passive screen time actually has a lot of negative effects as well. And several studies in recent years have shown that too much passive screen time is making kids moody, stressed, and lazy. We found that, at least I observed in my partner, that when she wasn't using her phone, at times she was restless. Like when we started this challenge, there was a sense of restlessness, but like very soon her mood changed. It wasn't, but when you're using the phone, you're kind of in a sedation and you're just scrolling through your feed or timeline. But when, after we started this challenge, I found that when we weren't using our phones, we were actually in better moods. We were more active. We had so many ideas. We wanted to talk about something, start doing something. We were thinking about many things. What I mainly noticed is that a simple solution for her when she wasn't doing anything, for even a second, if she wasn't doing anything, her phone was her option. It was just a very comforting thing to do.
Like, rather than something being missing, I gained something from knowing that I didn't have to use my phone whenever I could, but just like, you know, whenever I needed to. Like, what I gained from it mostly was like the realization that I just use it in like completely unnecessary situations, like a presentation or.
So in this challenge, we're also looking for the times when we put our phones away and we immediately felt that we were doing better and say, having a conversation or talking to somebody or in our lesson time. And we were looking at where things made us more successful and what we were trying to do. And a lot of the things that we spotted coincided with Richard Knack's 16 things to stop doing to be successful. He says, stop filling your mind with garbage. This one, I think, was one of the most important takeaways from his article, and something that take away from our challenge as well. I felt like even if I wasn't, if I could be doing something more productive, I would be sitting on my phone in break times and like looking through memes. And even though memes are an integral part of who I am as a person, I feel like I could have expanded my mind and my worldview so much more by just like even talking to people about basic things, reading stuff that are actually important, being productive. I feel like we are all, the things that we consume when we sit on our phones and we don't really need to, isn't the best use of our time.
Because of this challenge, when I use my phone less, I actually stopped caring about like other people's lives, and I realized that I was gaining a lot of unnecessary information. And I feel like not using my phone as much really made me cut down on all the useless information that I inevitably go through online because I have nothing else to do.
Like, whenever I saw people around me pull out their phones, I should just pull out my phone as well instead of just, like, instigate a conversation. And I felt like a part of it
comes from, a part of like the whole challenge that I realized is I don't always have to use my phone just because everyone else is using their phones, and that's something that made me feel like I could connect much more. He also says, stop putting off what's important. And oftentimes we found that we just like use our phones to get our minds off the bigger things that are happening in our lives. If it was like a stressful day, or there's a test, or there's something that we really don't want to be doing or working towards, we just use our phones to mask that, kind of procrastinate and mask that. I feel like when I stopped using my phone, I was much more objective of what I need to be doing and what I need to be preparing for as well. And the last two things that he said that really resonated with me was, stop being anywhere but here. I feel like during the challenge and like just putting my phone aside and looking, even though it was hard for me at first, and it was hard throughout to like completely not use my phone during the day, whenever I felt like I put my phone aside and my partner put her phone aside as well, I feel like we were much more present in what we were doing. If you feel like you're not just living in, you're being present in the world you're living in, and you're seeing things that are happening around you, and you're talking to the people that are around you, and you're much more engaged in your own life, and I feel like our phones kind of distract us from the main things that were happening. And I'm not saying it was easy being present, and I felt like we did use our phones much more than we intended to, especially me. I found it pretty hard to completely disregard it and be completely engaged in the moment, but I felt like when I did, I really did feel a sense of freedom and a sense of being truly alive when I just wasn't glued to my phone. And this last point leads to my general overall reflection over the topic. This statement says, stop losing control to be successful. And I feel like oftentimes we let our technology control us, and I feel like we are more swayed by what happens on our phones, who's texting us, who's calling us, rather than, do we want to be texting them back, or do we want to be having this conversation? I feel like we sometimes just think that our laptops or our technology controls us, but we have the control as to why we use it and how we use it, and we can be much more responsible with the things that we put into our minds and the things that we do with our day. And I feel like through this process, my phone hasn't become something that's gonna control me anymore. I felt like even though before it wasn't controlling me, I felt like the urge and the tendency to keep using it because I have it. But I feel like through this process, me and my partner have like put aside our phones much more often than we would even if we're not sticking to a challenge. But it's something that doesn't control us, like that impulse and the urge to use it isn't something that pushes us that far anymore, and I feel like it's much better to have control over your decisions and know that you're doing the best thing for yourself. And of course, using your phone can be a great thing, and I am super positive about like the use of our technology and the access that we all have to it, but I feel like if we control what we do on it on a daily basis, and you know, just know the reasons why we need it much more, our life will become much simpler. And I feel like it was really nice to come to that point where you know that it does not control you, but you can control your use of technology as well. And that was our Deepers podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and we hope it gave you something to think about.